USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President and former Senator Joe Biden, says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s simply are not true.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Biden speaking there on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Tara Reid, a former Senate aide who worked in Biden's office, claims that he assaulted her in 1993. Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. That's expected to happen at noon at City Hall Park in Lower Manhattan, where they'll call on the state to reopen. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Many states are starting to reopen despite the continuing outbreak of coronavirus, but in Ohio, Governor DeWine is extending a stay-at-home order that was otherwise going to expire today. He says there will still be exceptions made when retail businesses do start opening again.
Look, I fully understand everyone's anxious to get moving again, but this is a balance. We are trying to open up as fast as we can, but at the same time, protect the public.
Restrictions are being lifted for many residents in Georgia today as Governor Brian Kemp has allowed the shelter-in-place order to expire. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom is temporarily closing beaches after residents congregated there last weekend. Speaking virtually from Sacramento last evening, Newsom said that some of the images that he saw from the beaches last weekend were absolutely disturbing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal officials saying COVID-19 is not man-made, nor is it genetically modified. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence releasing a statement late yesterday saying that the nation's top intelligence officials agree that COVID-19 is simply natural. However, they continue to try to determine if it began because of an infected animal or possibly because of an accident at a lab in Wuhan, China. Live sports could be making a comeback here in the United States. NASCAR says it's resuming racing on May 17th at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. NASCAR and the UFC are the first to announce their return plans after all sports were essentially shut down because of the pandemic. Now, no fans will be allowed to these events. The stock car racing season will feature 7 races among 3 series through the end of May. The Lakers superstar LeBron James is saying not so fast to rumors of the NBA canceling the rest of its season. An impassioned LeBron James taking to Twitter yesterday saying nobody should be canceling anything. He says reports of execs and agents not wanting to finish the season are not true, and he adds that he doesn't know anyone who's been saying that. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.